Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Last Thursday, on the 7th of June, the students at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate ran in a 5K Race for Life in support of Cancer Research UK. I was lucky enough to be invited along. I say lucky, I'm not much of a runner, but thought I would give it a go, along with Beth Parsons and Tom Holland from Stray FM, and we ran in the 5K, as well as speaking to some of the students and the people involved to find out a bit more about the event. First of all, I spoke with Lizzie, who organised the Race for Life.
They're all getting ready here today for a 5K Race for Life run to help raise money for cancer research. And it's forming part of our Cancer Awareness Week, which we've had going on through school this week.
So tell me a bit more about that then, Cancer Awareness Week. What's gone on?
So we've had a guest speaker in this week who's actually a parent of one of the students in the school. She had cancer herself. And the first Race for Life that we put on at school was on the back of her having cancer and a way of helping support the students and raise a bit more awareness about cancer itself. So really positive. Come from a really positive place, and it's grown to be a whole school thing that it is today.
There's a lot of excitement going on behind me. I think people are ramping up and getting ready. So I guess I better find the way to the start line. Lizzie, thank you very much.
Perfect. Thanks very much. Hope it's a good one.
So I am now joined with Edie and Stacey, who are two students here at Queen Ethelberger's, who are doing some marshalling today. Guys, how do you feel about today?
I feel it's really great, and it's really great to cheer on everyone else who's taking part in this great event.
Yeah, I feel like we're all doing it for a good cause, and to see people like smiling and having fun, it's quite cool.
Absolutely. So this has been part of a week you've been doing at school. What have you learned this week?
So it's Cancer Awareness Week, and in like PD, we've been learning about some cancers and how it affects people's lives. And we've had some people in assembly telling us how they feel and their struggle and like who we can go to like if we have a struggle.
Excellent. Well, if you're looking after the runners who are at the back, you might well see me because I think it's going to be a slow run for me. One last thing, though. Obviously, this is on radio, so no one can see what you're wearing. Describe your costume.
Oh, I'm wearing Wonder Woman today. The whole thing, cuffs, ankle things, the everything. Wonder Woman's amazing, so she's like my inspiration, you know. And she's a strong woman, and I think everyone should keep strong.
I'm Laura, and I go to Queen Ethelberger School. I'm in year 11, so I'm 16.
Cancer. One word, six letters, but spikes so many emotions. Fear, shock, heartache, uncertainty, angst, grief. Those are the emotions I felt when I was told my mum had breast cancer. I was 8 when she told me. I had so many questions. Will it get better? Will you need treatment? What did the doctor say? But there was one question I couldn't face. Will you die? There are no words I can use to explain to you the grief and anguish I felt at losing her. She was my support system, my light, and everything a mother should be and so much more. But I was also relieved. She was no longer going through the suffering and the pain. She can now rest in peace. I think it's great that, you know, the school are getting the students involved and making like awareness happen in a way, even like for younger years. I think it's really important because cancer can strike to anyone at any time.
Beth Parsons, you're looking very sweaty. How are you feeling?
I feel very sweaty. We're halfway. We've done 2.5K. Feels like we've done about 8.
Tom, how are you feeling?
It's quite warm today, isn't it?
I tell you what, though, these guys are doing an amazing job. Look, all these young people doing this race today. Some of them, it's going to be the furthest they've ever run.
Yep.
Absolutely. Right.
It's a high as well. There's a variety of people. Some people, oh, there we go. Some people with speakers running with music, which definitely keeps the spirits up. And then you've got other people that are way out at the front. I think they're probably already back, actually.
And given how hot it is, this guy's in a dressing gown.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Should we make the journey back?
Yep.
Let's go. Oh, we made it. I'm at the finish line. Guys, how do you feel?
What a great atmosphere, though. Oh, I'm knackered now, but what a good atmosphere that kind of event has. I love it.
Absolutely. Full credit to the students marshalling the course, because they just on the last bit there, and when I won't lie, I was flagging. I was miles behind you. But what kept me going was the spirit of the students were like, yeah, go on, sir, you can do it.
Oh, they did think that we were misses and sirs.
Yeah,
they didn't think that we could just be sick form students.
It's disappointing to have lost my baby face.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, a good cause, though.
A very good cause, yeah.
Big, big congratulations to everyone, I guess, who took part and raised a phenomenal amount of money. Once I'd caught my breath a little, I spoke to Mia Robinson, who's the head of sick form at Queen Ethelberger's, about her personal connection with the event and the importance of all the fundraising.
it's all in honour of cancer research and raising money and raising awareness among students, just to make sure that they know that there's lots and lots of support out there. There's lots and lots of support in school.
I understand you've got quite a personal connection with everything going on today. Are you happy to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I can do. My son was diagnosed with cancer in 2014. He had cancer of the brain and spine. He went through treatment with Leeds LGI, and they were absolutely amazing, but unfortunately it returned last June, and he passed away in March this year. So
quite a personal reason for you doing this race today. How has the fundraising been going?
Fundraising's been amazing. They've raised money mainly for Candlelighters on Elliot's behalf, because that was a charity that was particularly personal to him. And they've raised nearly, I think we're up around £40,000 now. So lots of fundraising on his personal behalf. But in school, amazing support this week. We've had cancer awareness all week. Lots and lots of students have come to us for support. Everybody's really rallied around, and there's lots and lots of children going out now. There's children going out this afternoon. Chapter House have already been out, and they've all paid their money, and they're all going to have a really good time outside in the fresh air.
I was also joined by Roz Ingledew. The first Race for Life Aquinutherburgers started 3 years ago in support of Abigail, Roz's daughter, when Roz received her cancer diagnosis.
I had cancer diagnosed in 2015, and that was when this school set up a support group for my daughter. From that, my daughter suggested that we actually did a cancer run, and that started with the first 3 years, and now we've got the three-year groups, so it's huge. What I've been talking about is my journey in different ages, from whether they were 9 to 18, so of course the message changes, and also affecting some of the adults and trying to get the truth that we no longer call cancer nothing or hide its name. In fact, in our house we called it Dennis, because that was easier than to give it a name, to get a name out there and to make it something that people will talk about, so that everyone will actually face up to it.
To find out more about Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate, head to www.qe.org, and by going to their Facebook page by searching Queen Ethelburga's, you can find out more about how to donate, as well as all the goings on at the school.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.